Welcome to everyone on today's Uhalo call on Tuesday the 19th March 1900 UTC. On today's call we have Wolf Ludwig, Narin Kachatrian, Sébastien Bachelet, Rita Yeske, Oksana Priotko, Urie Lansipuro, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Cyranush Vardanyan, Jordi Ipaguir, Adela Danciu, Avery Doria, Mathieu Camus, Narin Kachatran, sorry that was said twice, apologies noted from Dick Kalkman, Christopher Wilkinson, Roberto Gaetano and Bill Drake. From staff we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself Gisela Gruber. I hope I have not left anyone off the attendance list. Please do speak up now if I have. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot. Gisela again, and welcome to all of you for this March call. The next agenda item of this call 2 is review of the action items from the February call. You can click on it on the agenda. There was not much to be reported. Agenda action item 1 was Uhalo supports AFRI's motion and Uhalo, the discussion on suffrage within the context of the selection of the at-large board director to continue during the next couple of weeks. Within Uhalo, the discussion is also be discussed during the Beijing meeting. You may have realized that immediately after our last monthly call, I posted a message to our community referring to AFRI's motion and indicating that I personally support her motion because it follows a sort of best practice, and we had during the last selection procedure in summer and autumn 2010. Unfortunately, I didn't get much responses to that, but I'm used to the phenomenon by now, what is a sort of best practice at Uhalo, that non-objection is approval or can often be understood as an approval. I had repeated exchanges with our ELEC members on this by now, and I'm looking forward to have this discussion continued during the Beijing meeting. And I got the confirmation that this is on the agenda, I think, for Sunday afternoon during the ELEC day in Beijing. These are my comments regarding action item 1. Action item 2, Wolf will send practical information on flights, etc. by mail next week and the contents of the GA. This mail, circular mail, was sent to the list to the community, and I think most people are aware about the state of organization at the moment, but we will come back on this point later on our agenda during agenda item 7, Uhalo planning 2013 and GA discussion. Therefore, I can assume that the action items from last call are accomplished. Are there any questions on regarding the action items? I see no hand raised at the moment. Yes, except Sebastian. Yes, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much. Wolf, may I suggest that, I wanted to say that at the beginning of the meeting, but you may be explain a little bit what is this monthly call, because we have quite a number of new people, and if they start by looking at the agenda, they will run out quickly, because it's just we are in a crazy world. But explain a little bit what we are doing in this monthly call. And my second point is that I wanted to share with you that I will not participate to any discussion about the rules for the election of the board 15 or seat number 15 on the board, as I am holding this seat for the moment, and I may apply again to be on this seat when it will happen. Then I decided not to answer to any discussion that subject, not because it's not an interest for me, but I don't think it's suitable for me to do that. And I wanted to share that with you, Rallo, during this conference call. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for your comments. I took your second comment on the selection procedure more or less as a best practice from last time and therefore to be granted. Coming back to your first point, what is that short introduction to the new members, new participants at this call? Thanks a lot for the hint, Sebastian, and I agree. It may be very confusing or irritating to see such an agenda stuffed with all kind of practical or technical issues. Our monthly call is mostly dedicated to current to follow up of current business. What are the usual ongoing ELEC consultations and initiatives? What will be our next agenda item? Where you see this immensely large list of topics, where only few of us, to be honest, are following in detail, but fortunately we have Olivier, our ELEC chair and also member of Juralo, who has a very special dedication and capacity to make short briefings as possible on this current consultation, what gives us an opportunity to, during our monthly calls, to have his briefings and conclusions regarding this current consultations. Then on the follow-up and on the agenda, there are further the last points which has been under consideration the last weeks. What will be the request to submit from the Juralo side a proposal for the ICANN fiscal year planning. We will come back later under point four. The Juralo individual ALS under point five, the briefing on the Eurodic 2013 preparation with support of Sandra, etc., in the next General Assembly planning. I agree it may be rather confusing for you, but I hope you somehow get used to the way we do or we have to do this monthly call procedures. What will be, by the way, at stake or under discussion at the next General Assembly in Lisbon? Because, to be frank, I'm not very happy about the way our monthly calls are conducted, mostly in many cases me being more or less as a pushing part, following up on the regularities, but having less opportunities to go into substance, details and content, etc. And I think it must be a point for our next General Assembly to revise the matter how we conduct our monthly calls, and I wish that it could be conducted in a way which is more inclusive and more participative, etc. So we will come back later to this. If there are no immediate questions on Sebastian's comments, remarks, etc., or to what I have said, I would like to give Olivier the floor for the next agenda item, what is point three, the briefing on current ELEC consultations and initiatives. And you have a complete listing of the current affairs on the agenda, etc., with many links to the respective subjects. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And I note that as time goes, this section appears to become larger and larger, so much so that when staff created the agenda, the first line gives me 15 minutes, and then the second line gives me 20 minutes, so 5 more minutes per line, which is really, really great. I invite you all to have a look at the agenda page, which there is a link in the chat, in the Adobe chat. If you click on that, you'll see a huge number of public comments, which the at-large community and the ELEC have been invited to talk about and to issue statements about. So these, for those of you who are new here, the policy advice development page, which there is a link to here, if you click on that, you will see all of the current at-large policy development going on, and it's in a nice, neat table. And so you've got the currently open statements, and then you've got the closed statements with all of the statements that the ELAC have drafted in the past. And my goodness, there are a lot of those. So looking at the back on the agenda page, the recently adopted ELAC statements, documents or group, there's several of these. First, there is the ATRT2 candidate endorsement. That's the endorsement of some candidates to be part of the Accountability Transparency Review Team, which is an ICANN-wide group. To do exactly what it says on the tin, basically check out ICANN's accountability and transparency. The candidates that were endorsed and that were finally chosen were Alan Greenberg and myself, and in fact last week both of us were in Los Angeles for 2 days in order to be able to start work with this ICANN-wide group, as I said, that it was led by interim chairs. Steve Crocker, who is the chair, ICANN chair, and also Heather Dryden, who was the chair of the GAC. They passed on the chair's responsibility to a person called Brian Cute, who was the last ATRT chair. And one of the vice chairs is actually our very own Alan Greenberg, who is on the ALAC. So It's good news, and work has been proceeding in this direction, in a good direction. Let's get back to this. So the next thing is the FIC Who Is PDP. That's a policy development process working group. This was adopted by the ELAC with 14 votes in favor. If you click on it, you'll find out the actual statement and the person who drafted it, etc. Then the next one is the report on the GNSO Working Group on Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice, and Competition. This was adopted with 14 votes in favor and one abstention. On this, in fact, the abstention came from Evan Leibovitz, who was somehow critical that the metrics did not go far enough. In fact, he has announced that he has put together a small ad hoc working group to try and design more metrics regarding new GTLDs. So effectively, these are ways to measure the success of new generic top-level domains, all of the new ones that are being created, and of course with a flavor of the local user, the end user being in mind. I hope that staff is able to put some, maybe I'll ask staff to have a look and put the details of the wiki page, which Evan Leibovitz's work is coming from, because he needs some volunteers for the next, I think it's just the next 3 weeks or so, to help him come up with a few ideas on additional metrics for consumer trust, consumer choice, and competition. So if I can ask staff to quickly look for that, and then that will appear on the Adobe chat in a short moment. Next, the closed generic GTLD applications. Now, a closed generic top-level domain is something like, let's say, .book, that is only run by one company and that does not allow anybody else outside of that company from using the generic word .book. Their board was having quite a few questions about this, and it's a little bit late to be thinking about that, but a statement was drafted by the ALAC, not quite so clear-cut. It really reflected the points of view of our community, some of which think it's a good thing to have closed generic top-level domains, and some of whom don't think that it's such a good idea. Anyway, I invite you to read it. It's a very interesting statement. It was adopted at 13 votes in favor and one abstention. The WHOIS Registrant Identification Study Draft Report, that's a study which was done, and the statement was adopted with 11 votes in favor and one abstention as well. I realize time is flying by, so I'm going to go a little bit faster now. In fact, not all of the public comments are having a need at the moment for a statement, but let's go one by one. So the statement's currently being developed, quite a few. The first is the FY14, so that's financial year or fiscal year 14, Community Travel Support Guidelines. Tijani Benjema has been tasked with drafting a statement. I gather that the moment he has put together a first draft, that will be published, and we will ask for comments. The next one is, and you'll see the comments, the request for comments on our lists, on our mailing list. The next one is the ICANN FY14 Security, Stability, and Resiliency Framework. Julie Hammer, who is our SSAC, so Security and Stability Advisory Committee Liaison, is going to confirm pretty soon if a statement is necessary. From an email I received recently, I believe she says there is no real need for a statement. The framework has been well put together, so rather than just saying, yes, we agree, we'll just let it be like that for the time being. Consultation on the root zone KSK rollover, that's a technical, quite a technical issue. We've sent this over to the Technical Issues Working Group to ask if a statement was necessary. I haven't heard anything back from anyone on that list, so it looks as though we're not going to be commenting on this. The next one is the proposed 2013 RAA. This is the Registrar Accreditation Agreement. That has been posted for comment, and yesterday there was a call that took place to for anyone to ask questions and for staff to provide us with details. If you're interested in this, staff will again put the link in the chat, to yesterday's call. You can listen to the recording, or if you wait a few days, you'll probably be able to read through the transcript of the call. That was also a call that was done in Spanish as well, or interpreted in Spanish, so you can also probably hear the Spanish translation of it. Alan Greenberg is currently drafting a statement. There should be something out there very soon. The next one, in fact, I think that this one is posted for a comment for us. Next, the statement on the World Conference on International Telecommunication Outcomes, the WCIT outcomes. I've sent an email to the ALAC list, and I believe to the at-large list as well, providing a longish report on what's happened at WCIT and where the at-large community and the ALAC can... what the at-large and the ALAC can do to improve things in the future and to perhaps remedy the problems of outreach and basically reaching out to those governments that did not quite support the multi-stakeholder model as such. There's a lot of work to do to engage the community, to engage governments, to engage civil society, and to engage the private sector. I will be soon drafting a statement that will summarize a little bit on the 37-page report, which is a little bit long to read. That's coming soon. Next, the consultation on the GTLD delegation and re-delegation performance standards, and the same type of consultation for the CCTLDs. There is a statement that Alan and Cheryl have drafted jointly. The comment period closes, well, the reply period closes only in a couple of days. I would say if you can have a quick read at this today, I guess I can ask for the comment period to close on the, well, our own comment period to close on the 20th, which is tomorrow. So you've got 24 hours to make some points on that, and then we'll start a vote, an ALAC vote on it. Next one, the revised new GTLD registry agreement, including additional public interest commitment specification. There has been a draft that was written, and it's currently on the wiki page. And the ALAC is currently voting on it, so it will be sent quite soon. The next one is the preliminary issue report on the GTLD registration data services. Now, this is actually to do, again, it's somehow related to who is being, you know, the service where you can find out the name of a domain name holder, or domain name registrant. That's a little bit different. The report on the GTLD registration data services is sort of a wider system. Anyway, Alan Greenberg is going to let us know shortly if a statement is necessary. It's something that's just appeared very recently, so we'll be able to read it. And I must say I haven't read it myself yet. And next, the public interest commitments dispute resolution procedure, and another brand new acronym, the PICDRP, and Alan Greenberg, who is our GNSO liaison, will also confirm shortly if a statement is necessary on this. Currently open public comments, and I hope that we'll soon be finished with it. Currently open ones, there are several of them. There is the interim report, Internationalized Domain Name, that's IDN, Internationalized Domain Name, CCNSO Policy Development Process. That's a CCNSO thing, and having asked our CCNSO liaison, she told us that in her point of view, there would be no requirement for a statement on our behalf. The next one is the consultation on IANA Secure Notification Process. IANA, as you know, is the part of ICANN that allocates the IP addresses that the Internet runs on. There was an internal procedure, the secure notification process that IANA has is thinking of implementing, and because it's a technical thing and it's an internal procedure, there's no statement on our behalf. The next one is a preliminary issue report on uniformity of reporting. Again, that's another, I wouldn't say technical, but internal matter, and we believe that there was no requirement for a statement. Of course, when we say no statement, if anybody on this call believes that there should be a statement on something, then you're very welcome to pick up the pen and draft one and put it up for at-large feedback, and then ALAC vote. The next one, the proposed modification of the GNSO policy development manual to address the suspension of a policy development process. And you'll notice it says 2013 because I think there was a 2012, and it's been a very long-winded set of modifications. Again, that's an internal GNSO matter, and we didn't find it to be constructive to be arguing something which the experts in the GNSO have been speaking about for very long and know what to do with. So no statement on this. The revised proposal of the ACDR to serve as a UDRP dispute resolution service provider. ACDR is a dispute resolution provider who had produced the first proposal. There's another one that came through, and we were asked to comment on this. No statement on that. Another of these complicated things. And I don't really know whether anyone in our community has a point of view on that. And finally, the locking of a domain name subject to UDRP procedure. UDRP is Uniform Dispute Resolution Process, or Resolution Proceeding. One or the other. I lose my acronyms here. Initial report on the locking of a domain name. Again, no statement. It's a complex matter, and people in the GNSO are probably a lot more knowledgeable about this than we are. I'm now open to questions on any of these, this marathon of things. I just note before I hand the microphone back to you, Wolf, that there is a link now that Sylvia has very kindly put on there, the at-large report of the GNSO Working Group on Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice, and Competition Workspace. And that is, yeah, that's the actual statement that we gave, but Evan has started a working group as well, so I'm not quite sure where that is. We'll try and find it in a moment. Anyway, that's all for the time being. Back to you, Wolf, if there's no questions.
Okay, thanks a lot for this precise briefing again, Olivier. And I sometimes tend to lose my understanding of acronyms as well. It's difficult for insiders like you and others here on the call, but it must be specifically frightening for our newcomers. Are there any questions, comments regarding Olivier's briefing on the current ALEC, ongoing ALEC consultations and initiatives, particular point A, accomplished, B, reviewed and voted, and C, current open public comments. Are there any questions or comments on this? Yes, I see Sebastian's hand raised. Sebastian, you have the floor, please.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's to raise one issue. I there's a lot of things going on, and that's very difficult to follow everything. And ALAC and the Rallos are doing very well on that, but it's still very difficult. I was wondering
if there are no issue more important than the other, where ALAC must fulfill an advice to the board and not just a comment to a comment period. For example, I think that the registry agreement, where now there are some texts involving the consumer or the end user, will be a good subject to not just comment, but even some send an advice. It's not yet the time, but it will come soon on that subject. But it's just to take one example. Because I think we need really to take some of the issues who are more important to the end user in front of the community and in front of the board. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for your comment. I completely agree with you that since a variety of issues listed month by month, and due to the fact that all of us are volunteers in the community, I think the only way to follow up on this is to concentrate on specific issues where user concerns and interests are at stake, etc. And if we sooner or later will manage to concentrate at least on these issues, I think we can get a big step forward. If there are no other questions and comments from your side, let me suggest, due to the time constraints, to continue with our next agenda item, what is point 4. On the fiscal year 14 at large, RALO budget request information, last minute RALO proposals. This is just an information from my side that we had former discussions already on the next at large summit to planning. There was a respective briefing call on this, on the first outlines, etc., for the next at-large summit, approximately, possibly taking place next year in July 2014, in line with the next European ICANN meeting in Europe. And there are some very particular plannings, etc., on the way already, and this looks to be very promising. And as some of you may recall from the last summit in March 2009 in Mexico City, this was a huge project for our community, also requesting a lot of financial investment from the ICANN side. And in view that this may happen next year, I was thinking about whether it will be wise to submit other RALO projects for the next fiscal years, and I directly exchanged with at-large staff and Olivier that this planning does not necessarily prevent us from submitting own projects, and the only project what came into my mind was a project we submitted already last year, which was not approved. What is participation, a sort of fellowships for the next ICANN Studienkreis meeting in summer in Amsterdam. I do not know the exact dates for this next ICANN Studienkreis meeting, but if ICANN could this time approve some fellowships for Uralo participation, it would be good because the Eichenstudienkreis now in its 13th edition was launched by Wolfgang Kleinwächter, and it became a very good discussion platform for ICANN related issues. And if you will approve to my consideration, I will ask at last step to resubmit our request from last year. But it will be the only one from our side this year. Also taking into consideration if the at-Large Summit 2 will happen in London, there will be, like in Mexico, always be a face-to-face General Assembly already supported by ICANN, etc. Therefore, we do not have to request for a next General Assembly. Are there any questions or comments regarding this agenda item? I just see the comment from Heidi at Wolf. Euralo will need to prepare the request on the fiscal year template. Okay, so my comment would be we just need to copy-paste the text of the request from the last template into the new template and to adjust the locations and the date. What for this year will be Amsterdam, and for the dates I need to check with Sandra whether the dates for the 2013 Eichenstudienkreis are already fixed. I see Sebastian's hand raised. Yes, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Wolf. Yeah, it's just to say that you get a very good mobilization for the General Assembly in June this year, and that's very good. Way, but for the if we have an at-large summit in London in 2014, it will be a huge amount of money from ICANN, and we really need to figure out how we will deliver as much as possible before, during, and after this meeting. And I am very confident that this General Assembly will be able to help to prepare the next one in London. Hopefully it will happen, and how the organization will be done for the summit, it's also very important. I think we need to improve from the first Atlas, and I am ready to help, but I would like to have more people involved and participating to the preparation of this summit. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for these comments. Sebastian, I entirely agree with you that the next summit, especially the content part, the programming part, will be the next big issue for the second summit. It cannot just be a repetition of the first one, etc., and we have to meet completely new demands and challenges, etc. And I hope that the Lisbon GA, as you said, Sebastian, will help to mobilize our community to contribute actively to the agenda setting for the next summit, etc., and we will do our best in this direction. I've seen in the Adobe Connect that Sandra has added the dates for the next Eichenstudienkreis, which is the 12th and the 13th September. And as I see, it's not Amsterdam, but it sounds like, or it looks like Pisa. I guess it's another location placed in Italy. it may have something to do with the famous powers there. So we can use these updates, etc., for the template. But I think the priority should be on the at-large 2 summit next year in London. If there are no further questions or comments regarding these agenda items, let me continue with the next one. What is item 4, last push to get Uralo's individual ALSs started. This is... yes, I've seen Olivier's hand raised, please. Before I continue, please, Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Olivier for the transcript. I just thought I'd remind you, if you want to file this, the request, the budget request, please do this, well, tonight actually, because the Finance and Budget Subcommittee is meeting tomorrow, so we really need to have all the information at hand. We need to have this for tomorrow. I think the time is late afternoon or so. So do it tonight or tomorrow morning, early tomorrow morning, so we have all of the information at hand. The what you've sent us so far is using the old template from last year, and the template has changed very slightly. So if you could just bring it up to date on the new template, that'd be great.
Yes, thanks, Olivier. As you may have seen, I have just confirmed in the chat room that I have to do it tonight. There is no, not much of an alternative. May I just ask at large staff to directly send me the new template so I can just do the necessary more or less copy-paste, fill in the reasoning, etc., from the last year into the new one, and adjust the days, the dates and location of this year's. And I see the confirmation from Heidi she will send. So you can be sure I will do this late night to be ready for our Finance and Budget Subcommittee call tomorrow afternoon. Okay, thanks for the hint, Olivier. And now then let me go on the agenda. We are running short of time. The next one is just an update on many previous discussions on the issue, and well, let's say the whole question is getting a bit frustrating to me, because once again we specially modified our bylaws 2 years ago for allowing better participation options for individual members at Uralo. There was some kind of concern raised by the individual members, but after we finalized this and paved the ground for it, there was not much commitment from the individual members anymore, with a very few exceptions. So we are repeating this discussion now since many months, and the final push I tried to make was at the end of last year. Finally, I drafted some bylaws for such an ALS dedicated to individual participations, and thanks to Siranush, she even filled in the application form for at large for this new ALS, but from the other 5 to 8 members we had on the mailing list from the individuals, there was almost no real commitment, feedback or whatsoever in this respect. What is needed now is simply defining, telling us two names, who will figure as a primary contact for this application form and who will figure as a secondary contact. I had over the last days mail exchanges with Roberto Gaetano, who is unfortunately apologized for tonight's call, asking him whether he can figure as a primary contact point, because Siranush, who has worked on this, she is in the meantime engaged with another Armenian ALS, which was recently certified by At Large, and a focal point or contact point from another ALS cannot figure at the same time for a next ALS in the same region or in another region. There are some formal rules by At Large which doesn't allow this. Therefore, please, if you have anybody in mind, please help to identify one, two names from the individuals, hopefully names we have not tried so far. I can tell you we have tried Sylvia in Poland several times. She promised, but there was afterwards never a follow-up, unfortunately. So we need two somehow reliable persons who are willing to give their names, being the focal points, to add them to the application form, and then we can submit it to At Large staff for the regular due diligence procedure, and I would really be happy to get this finally done after 2 years and for the next Lisbon GA latest. Are there any questions or comments in this respect? Just let me thank Siranush once again. She is the only individual member from the last years who was really committed and supportive in this respect, and who helped to do the job again for the others. And my frustration is the people concerned do not move a finger on any practical issues. There is always this attitude of expectation, but not no practical follow-up afterwards. Sorry for being frank at this stage, but it's getting somehow very frustrating. If no questions, I think it's a very practical issue. I do not really see a need for a longer discussion. Let me continue with the next agenda item, what is point six, a short briefing on the juridic preparation process. As usual, because our General Assembly will be convened in line with the next Eurodic, and it's Sandra who has the floor. Please, Sandra.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Sandra speaking. Can you
speak up a little bit, Sandra, please?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Slightly better, but not very optimal. But shout, as you usually do with me.
Okay, I do so. The only thing to say at this stage about Eurodig is that I encourage all of you on the call to raise your hand now if you want to participate in the session planning. The program is now more or less agreed. I just paste the link into the Adobe chat to the preliminary program. It's a program overview. More details will be found soon on the subpages for each session, but the program overview gives you the most important information about what the session is dealing with and whom to contact. We are following the same procedure as last year, that we assign a focal point or a focal point raised to 10 to take the lead on a, and you will be able to contact the focal point directly if you know him or her, or contact the Eurodic Secretariat and we will be in contact with them. If you like to contribute content-wise or in terms of an in terms of the member of an organizing team as a reporter or a remote moderator, to contribute to any of these sessions. Furthermore, we invite you to organize a 30-minute flash session. Flash sessions are a very open and free format. The only thing we ask you is to keep the given time frame of 30 minutes, but everything else is totally up to you, the way you want to organize it. It could be a project you want to bring to greater attention. It could be a discussion, an issue which you are concerned of and which you want to discuss with a greater audience. Flash sessions are really a flexible format, so if you are interested in organizing a flash session, then please also Secretariat. And I think especially for those who are invited to the General Assembly, probably have never been to an Eurodic before, this is the best opportunity to get involved and to take a role from the very, very first start. Also, we invite everybody to organize a side event if you have the capacity to do so. The deadline for side events are the 30th of April. Until then, you have to agree with the hotel and we can assist you in terms of rooms, coffee, lunches, whatever you need for your side event. After 30th of April, it's going to be a little bit difficult. So please, again, raise your hand, contact the Secretariat or the focal point directly if you want to get involved. It's the usual Eurodic format, which is very open. No PowerPoint presentation, no focus on speaker, rather on an interactive audience, and as interactive as possible. We're trying to do our best. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot for this update and briefing, Sandra, on the ongoing Eurodic programming procedure. As Sandra mentioned already, any inputs from the community are highly welcome and much appreciated. We are now defining the focal points, or have defined most of them, and I can mention from here Sebastian and Julia are already in line with our planning procedures. They have been both considered as a focal point for a workshop. Julia offering a flash session besides. And I cannot announce too many things. Sebastian is spending a lot of time and energies prepare and fix another pre-event, an ICANN pre-event at Eurodic, what would be a new highlight, etc. Therefore, I'm very grateful to anybody from the community who is investing time, etc., to help to organize the next Eurodic in Lisbon, which is year by year not at all a routine after the fifth edition, but always a new challenge, and any support from the community is highly welcome. Any questions? From your side, I just have to respond.
Adela has a question. She has her hand raised.
Yes, thanks. Adela, please, you have the floor. Adela? Can you hear us?
She has no question now.
No question here. So this is me raising hand. No, I meant for the juridic. Yes, it's still juridic.
I think she means for hearing.
We are almost over the time already. Therefore, let me start. Go over to the last agenda item. What is point 7? Uralo planning. You have a list of the sub points here. Let me try to make it brief. There have been repeated announcement and invitations on the mailing list already over the last 10 weeks almost. We succeeded, surprisingly enough, to have an almost full list of confirmed participants by middle of February before our last monthly call. There are 27 people confirmed, which is participation quorum of more than 80%, what is very promising for our next General Assembly to remobilize our community. In the meantime, there was an announcement, I think you may have seen it, reconfirming this and talking about the practical procedures. So hotel rooms for the confirmed participants were booked. In the meantime, directly with the Altis Hotel, what will be the meeting venue for the General Assembly and the Eurodic. And at large staff, in cooperation with ICANN Constituency Travel, will start with the booking procedure these days. And all of the people listed as confirmed participants with airports, etc., will be directly contacted by ICANN Constituency Travel, travel to arrange and formalize the travel bookings. As said before, we will try to do as much as possible by low-budget flights. To keep into our very stay into our very narrow budget. So the formal part of the General Assembly organization is more or less accomplished, except some details, and we more or less have the pleasure now to concentrate on the most important points. What is the fifth sub point of point 7, design of a draft agenda, and what will be the content part. According to our bylaws, we year by year have to follow certain regular principles like board report approval, etc. Every second year we have to do elections. And these formal issues are rather boring for the most of the people, and we have more time for our General Assembly this year, and we therefore will try to limit formalities to the utmost and to provide as much time as possible for discussing content. In my last mailing to the list, I have made a sort of appeal. Please submit suggestions for the draft of our Lisbon GA. I've received a few comments on this. I have received a comment from let me start in a chronicle order from Dick from Isaac Netherlands. There was a comment from Christoph Bruch from Germany, another one from Sandra, a comment from Oksana, and lately one from Bill Drake confirming Sandra's suggestion. So we are in a starting in a startup position for drafting the Lisbon GA, but I do not want, like in previous years, a draft GA agenda by myself, but I'm counting really on your input. And I will come back to you on this and bother you over the next weeks to send me suggestions, because we need to get the draft agenda done until after April, monthly call. This is 4 weeks from now, and we have to submit it more or less 4 weeks before, which is at the beginning of May, and I still count on your support, ideas, and topics, what is, from your point of view, the most important thing to bring Uralo to in a better functioning mode, modus, etc., with whatever consequences you would like to suggest. You can even suggest that to kill the chair, etc. So everything is up on you, free for you to suggest. But I hope that we can make in 4 to 5 weeks from now a very good agenda and interesting program to be discussed in Lisbon. I see that Sylvia posted on the Uralo General Assembly workspace, etc. Here you are free to make comments, or you can put them on the mailing list. Are there any questions, comments regarding the agenda item 7. I'm just trying to follow what has been said in the chat. Jordi, if the idea received for the HGSL may spark other ideas. Well, let's say I can make a compilation of the comments I have received so far from the people I have mentioned. I can do this, I guess, until the weekend. I have to do the budget request tonight, and other things to do. I can make a compilation of ideas we have received so far and submit them for comments on the Uralo list. I agree with Jordi, for procedural questions it's easier not to go back to what somebody has said before, but to see it all in one, etc., and to make direct comments and suggestions. This is a good idea, Jordi. Let's take this as an action item, Wolf, to compile a list and a mailing with ideas for the GA discussion already to be commended and added on the list. Any other questions, any other comments? We are 10 minutes, okay, we started 5 minutes late, we are 5 minutes behind our time and schedule. So if no further questions are raised under agenda item 7, GA preparation, it will be the same next month, where we have to finalize the content part of it. Is there anything under point 8, any other business, any question, any announcement from your side to be made? Olivier raised his hand. Yes, Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And I just thought I'd raise my hand again. I spoke earlier about a new GCLD metrics task force, which was put together by Evan. Couldn't find the link, but thankfully now I have found the link. So it's just appeared on your Adobe Connect. And so if you do have a little bit of time for the next 3 weeks, then now's the time to volunteer for a very fast-acting, flash task force to give a hand to Evan and his team and get a few metrics that will be really, really helpful for future Internet users and, well, current Internet users, I guess, but users with regards to whether the new GTLDs are good or bad for them. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot for this hint, Olivier, what is much appreciated. I listed the link already. I will have a look later on it after sending the request for the fiscal year, latest deadline tonight. If there is nothing else from your side, let me thank all of you for your participation at this monthly call. I hope that it was not too frustrating for our newcomers. Greta has left already, I've seen. And I hope we will keep in touch via the Uralo list over the next weeks. I hope that everything is working smoothly with travel arrangements directly with I can constituency travel, and in case you have any further questions, please feel free to contact me directly or to post them on the list. Thanks a lot for your participation tonight, and hope to have you on the call next month in April. Thanks again, and goodbye, everybody. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Good night.